This morning, a somber ceremony marked the opening of the Granite Mountain Hotshots Memorial State Park near Yarnell.
Andrew Ashcraft. Christopher McKenzie. Dustin DeFord.
The new 320-acre state park honors the 19 firefighters who died 3 years ago fighting a wildfire on the site. Governor Doug Ducey spoke to the crowd at the memorial this morning and said he hopes the opening of the memorial will help in the healing process.
These were young men who committed their lives and careers to public service and public safety. But they were also husbands, sons, brothers, and fathers. This park will be a place to reflect, to mourn, and to learn.
This is the first Memorial State Park in the state, and the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Sue Black, Arizona State Park's executive director, about this, and Lauren joins me. So, Lauren, the families of the 19 hotshots had a part in planning this memorial, is that right?
That's right. They wanted the memorial to be part of the land and not to be too built up. So it's actually a 7-mile round-trip hike that you can take that leads to the site where the hotshots were killed. And when I reached Sue Black on her cell phone up in northern Arizona where she was near the memorial site, she told me it's really something you experience, and doing it helps you understand what these 19 men went through before they died.
I hiked it on Friday for one last time before the dedication ceremony, and I will tell you, it really is a journey. The first part of the trail, we call that the Hotshot Trail. That's about 2.5 miles in. And about every tenth of a mile, 600 feet, is a memorial plaque to each of the different hotshots. And that was by design so that you could experience each of the different guys kind of independently, if you will. And as you get to the top of the trail and you've read everyone's story and you've had time to reflect, you become kind of immersed in it. And then you're at this top part where there's this overlook, and then you look down to the site where the tragedy actually happened, and we call that Journey Trail because it was their final journey. And as you go down, and then you get down to where the Gabions and where the actual circle is, it's a real tribute to them, and I hope it's meaningful for everyone and for national and international visitors and for decades to come. It's something that was a true labor of love, and I hope that we did justice for the guys.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's a really intimate experience, these markers and photos throughout. There are messages from the family members of the hotshots as well. What is that like to experience?
Well, it's emotional, and the families actually wrote the words on each of the different plaques, so it came right straight from them, and they picked the picture and what have you, And with the difficulty of the trail, because it's not an easy hike, you realize what these guys had to go through, fighting a fire with, 60 or 80 pounds on their backs, and you realize just what grueling work that they really did on all of our behalf. It's humbling.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the end of the trail. You said there's a sort of a 3/4-mile journey trail that goes to the spot where they died. And I wonder, what went into that decision to kind of protect that spot? It says it's protected by a circle of baskets.
One of the designs is to have these 19 gabions connected by chains that would circle the actual markers or crosses that are on the site. And those actually don't have individual names on it because we wanted to show that they were a true team and the connectedness that encircled where the crosses are. To me, that's very reverent, sacred ground that I really don't want anybody to go in there because I think that you can look from the outside and respect that.
So the decision to sort of preserve that spot where they died, how do you balance that when you're designing this? How do you honor their passing and their family's mourning, but still sort of open it up and make it a public experience for people to go to?
You know, when it first happened, the markers or the crosses went up immediately. And when we were looking at the design, it was like, don't touch that, but let's somehow protect it. And the gabions even protect it from erosion. And it's a strong statement when you see how they're all, tied together as one team.
That was Sue Black, executive director of the Arizona State Parks. The Granite Mountain Hotshot Memorial State Park will be open to the public for the first time tomorrow.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.